If you put a lot of stuff in the pockets of your pants, it'll make them do what you say it makes them.
Well, there's a lot of weight and make it bulky around here where it just sticks out all over the place. I reckon I don't know about that. That's what I think.
Now, when a girl, a little girl, she likes to put on her mother's high heel shoes and dresses and carry a purse like that.
We've got that right here, my little granddaughter, right now.
What's the expression for saying what she likes to do? How would you say that she likes to do?
Well, everything in the book, she's one thing to the other all the time. Now, she's got a bunch of clothes in there that I don't know what you'd call them, but she'll get out there and she'll do all kinds of shows for us. And we've got it right now, right? It's in the family, right here at the house, ever at Heathen. She'll be here about 2:30, between 2:30 and 3 o'clock, and it's a sight with her. Our granddaughter, my oldest son's little girl. She's 10 years old, and just to the age that she just loves to dress and fix and put. She'll go in there and pull out of all, and she's got a world of stuff. And her grandmother there has a time with her. She'll get it all out, get it all over the beds, scattered everywhere, and then she don't want to put it back up. She's a sight. She's a girl.
If you put on a shirt or something like that, before things were samplerized, you wash them. Sometimes they do what they.
Well, to make them stand out. Put starch in them. And I sure didn't like it. I didn't like no starch clothes. And heck, whenever I was just got up to be a young man, they didn't, on your shirts, there wasn't no collar, just like that. You had an old celluloid collar that went around it. You put it on.
Your clothes used to shrink when you
washed them. Yes, sir. You have to shrink them. But now you got the pre-shrunk clothes now. But you take old cotton clothes back in the now if you get them. Richard got some blue denims here the other day. And I think my wife washed them about 3 or 4 times to draw them up before she'd cut them off the legs of them off to where it wasn't too long.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll get them where they fit and they'll shrink up.
Yeah, and then they're too little.
Now, what do you usually call the thing that a woman carries around and carries her makeup and so forth in? What's your term usually for that?
Oh, purse?
Is it that you ever use the term pocketbook there?
Well, used to, it was a pocketbook.
And the thing that a woman will wear around her arm, what would you call
a bracelet, it? All kind of things. I watch mostly now. I had one right on her.
I can't stand the stuff around my arm. I always carry a pocket watch. The things she might wear around her neck.
Well, necklaces and all beads of all kind. I don't. My wife's got so many different kinds. She don't know what to call them. All of them, I know. I don't.
The thing that she might carry over her head when it keep her rain.
Parasol.
You ever hear anybody use other term for that?
Umbrella.
Is there a difference between that? When you use parasol and umbrella, is there any, they mean the same thing to you?
Well, I think it'd have to be the same thing because it's all the same thing to start off with. They call them umbrella and a parasol.
Yeah. Used to, men would sometimes wear something besides a belt to hold their pants up.
Galluses. Or suspenders. Yeah.